on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is page 3. For those of you who are turning pages, page 1 starts at 4 o'clock Eastern Time in the morning. On the program, page 2 would be the 5 o'clock hour in the morning, East Coast time. And then the 6 o'clock hour presents itself.
So 6 is 3 and 3 is 6, is
that's
what you're
right,
saying.
Exactly.
Is this new math that you've been telling me about?
It's terrific, this new math. It's sunshiny and bright where I am, Jennifer. Not yet for you, though.
No, dark and cold and rainy.
Really? Is it cold and rainy there?
I love it.
There's no joke.
It was 147 on Saturday. So it's nice to have a little cold rain, you know?
Ben Kessler is here. He's down in San Diego. Jennifer's in the City of Angels. Rich McFadden joins us from Washington. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We are here to do your bidding for the best stories of the day. Who wants to bet on what number one is? Jennifer, what do you think? You've been absent here for the last 24 hours. So in your estimation, what would be for you and people that think like you, who are interested in what's going on in the world, your age, what's the number one issue? Do you think today
that the Kings won a game last night? No, no. The real story, the one that I'm following. I don't know about you, but these girls that were
about me. I want to know about you.
No, these girls that were kidnapped like 100 years ago, and now they were found. That's
they
a good
were
story.
Lost, and now they're found. So where were they for all this time?
Ohio.
Really? What are they doing in Ohio?
I don't know. That's your area. You know Ohio. You tell me.
Never been to Ohio?
You know, I was trying to think if I have. I don't think so. I think that's one of the few states I haven't been to yet.
So here's the story. They were abducted separately about 10 years ago. They were found together yesterday at a Cleveland house near where they had been seen. Three brothers were arrested as suspects in their disappearances. Police say that they were alerted to the whereabouts of the women by a frantic emergency call from one of them, lady identified as Amanda Berry, moments after she was freed from the house by a neighbor who said he heard screaming and came to her assistance. Help me! Help me! Help me! I'm Amanda Berry! I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here. I'm free.
Can you imagine that, though, after 9 years still screaming? I mean, usually by that point, the brainwashing has set in and you're not screaming about who you are anymore. Had to be pretty bad.
I don't know if you can find it, Michael. There's a 911 operator call her. She's, by the way, 26 years old. So these girls were all abducted when they were teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And
one was 23, so she was really young.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, this woman was last seen leaving her job at a fast food restaurant the day before her 17th birthday in April of 2003.
Wow.
And the two who were with her, identified by authorities as Gina DeJesus, who vanished in 2004 at 14 while walking home from school, and another girl named Michelle Knight, who was reported to have been between 16 and 20 when she was reported missing. It was 10, 11 years ago for that, too, the west side of Cleveland, where they resurfaced. Imagine, though, being in your or being close to your own neighborhood.
I know. And how their families must feel, knowing that they were hidden really in plain sight.
Ugh. Yeah, right. Anyway, the discovery of the three women, reminiscent of the case of J.C. Dugard, who was snatched from her Northern California home at the age of 11 by a sex offender, Philippe Gerardo, I think was his name, something close to that. Kept in captivity for 18 years before being rescued a couple of years ago. The women are in fair condition, being checked out of the hospital. But imagine your life if something like that happened to you. One of the cousins of DeJesus said that the girl's mother, Nancy, never gave up faith knowing that her daughter would one day be found. So they didn't have funerals for any of these girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though they've been gone this long?
Right.
Yeah. Can you put yourself in their position? Is there any way that any of us can put ourselves in that position?
I just think there has to be, on the family's part, first you're overjoyed, but then there has to be a lot of guilt with that whole thought that they're just down the street, you know, and you,
why would
and you
there
didn't
be guilt
know?
If you don't
because
know?
I think you, as a mother, I know how I would think, and that would be like, they were here all the time. If I had just looked harder, if we had just tried harder,
where,
we could have found them.
Where are the people? I don't see anything. That Frank Jackson, the mayor of Cleveland, he was asked by reporters what the story was with the perpetrators, and it doesn't look like they have the perpetrators in custody.
They've arrested people,
yes.
There's a 52-year-old man who used to be a school bus driver.
Right.
Really?
They don't know if that's part of the connection or not, and they haven't said why he's no longer a school bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
But,
he's on the bus.
He's one who was arrested along with, I believe, two of his brothers.
Really? All right, so
and
here's
they,
the...
They apparently had these girls in a... In a basement or like a dungeon where they were kept for the better part of the last 10 years.
Oh, my God.
How do you get back to normal life after that?
When
you
mental, emotional state can you be in?
Spend your formative years in a basement.
So and one of them now has a 6-year-old daughter.
Oh, that's nice.
With one of these guys?
Right.
Obviously. Oh, man. All right, so here is the 911 call of this lady, Amanda Berry, getting through.
Please, 911.
Hello, please. Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
You need police, fire, or ambulance?
I'm the police.
Okay, and what's going on there?
I've been kidnapped, and I've been missing for 10 years, and I'm here. I'm free now.
Okay, and what's your address?
2207 Seymour Avenue.
2207 Seymour. Looks like you're calling me from 2210.
I can't hear you.
It looks like you were calling me from 2210 Seymour.
Yeah, I'm across the street. I'm using the phone.
Okay, stay there with those neighbors. Call the police when they get there.
Okay.
Okay, talk to the police when they get there.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, talk to the police when they get there.
Okay, all right. I'm going right now. I need
we're going to send them as soon as we get a car open.
No, I need them now before we get back.
Send them.
All right, we're sending them, okay?
Okay, I mean, like,
who's the guy? Who's the guy you're who's the guy who went out?
His name is Ariel Castro.
All right, how old is he?
He's like 52.
All right, and
Amanda Berry. I've been on the news for the last 10 years.
Okay, I got that here.
Oh my gosh,
this is
not one
guy. What an idiot.
Ariel Castro.
This is annoying. Okay.
This poor sweet thing. He could be a little more, or I don't know if it's a he or a she, but whatever. Could be a little more sympathetic. Wow. Yeah.
But how does the other side of it is, how does she know she's been on the news for 10 years?
But I bet they probably have told her. Maybe they have a TV. I mean, you never know. That's just creepy. But you know what I think is interesting is that's a 27-year-old voice, and listen to how childlike she sounds.
Yep. Right. All right. Certainly not something we'd like to have happen to anybody we care about, but it is. That's the way life is with some people. There's such perversion in too many areas of our society. Just perverted stuff that goes on.
I hope they hang the guy up by his toenails. Gross.
Or take his toenails out, then hang him up by his toes.
Need Jack Bauer involved in the investigation.
I know, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Tell me now! 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like DieHard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 518. Free tire, vehicle of lesser value. Rebate N61. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
The Voice last night. The song's called Black and Gold, for those of you who may have watched it. Let's make it 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Warren, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler here. The audio of the 911 call, those three women in Ohio that have now found freedom. The fellow who actually was responsible for finding them had lots to say yesterday after the women were freed.
They're screaming. I meet my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts trying to get out of her house. So I go on the porch. And she says, help me get out. I've been in here a long time. So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I open the door, and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that the body can't fit through, only your hand. So we kick the bottom, and she comes out with a little girl, and she says, call 911. My name is Amanda Berry.
Now, did you know who that was when she said that?
When she told me, it didn't register until I got to call the 911. And I'm like, I'm calling the 911 for Amanda Berry? I thought this girl was dead. You know what I mean? And she got on the phone, and she said, yes, this is me. And the detective, Cook, right here, Detective Gregory Cook says, Charles, do you know who you rescued? I said,
now, and when did you see Gina?
About five.
Good. Okay, so you get the gist of it. That's the drama personified there.
They thought he pulled her out, but wow.
But you see, this is the sort of thing, not to take away from the subject matter, but this is the kind of thing that the television networks especially milk, because once they get onto something like this, oh yeah, it's drama, real life drama. And so it gets played over and over. The reports come back over and over and over and over and over again. But I think hearing it fresh, many people haven't heard, including me. I haven't heard that audio before.
No, I haven't either.
So, but it means more if you just hear it without seeing it for some reason or another, using your imagination. It's 21 after the hour. You're listening to the Tuesday Good Day program as we understand what's going on in the world today.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Songs from The Voice last night here and there on the Good Day program. I would invite you to go to the DougStephan.com website to see our video of the day today from Britain's Got Talent. You gotta check out the video of this amazing performance by a group of shadow dancers from Europe. There's no audio really to it, but you see the wonderment, the amazement. Even Simon is thrilled at this, so I think you'll be thrilled as well if you see. I was in tears myself when the thing was over. Now they say, oh, it's no big deal for Doug, but it really was emotionally charged. This is Team Adams' Amber Carrington singing Stay last night on the voice competition. Let's get to late night show audio from last night. We have some fun and smile when we listen to the late night hosts do their usual monologue stuff. Conan and Lennon and Letterman and Jimmy Fallon.
Here. Or Leno.
Lennon.
What'd
I back.
Say? Lennon.
Did I say
Lennon? You did. It's a happy day.
Leno with Lennon. Yeah.
He did do his one night on the 1 week on the Witchamajigger show. So yeah.
Right, 1 week.
What did Lennon co-host the Mike?
Mike Douglas.
Douglas show. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Here we go.
A company's coming out with a beer drone. A beer drone to deliver beer to attendees at music festivals.
Yeah.
In a related story, everyone's now fine with drones. Suddenly they're not controversial anymore. If it will bring you a beer, you're fine with it.
According to the U.S. Geological Surveys, there are 7.4 billion barrels of recoverable oil in North Dakota. And today Dick Cheney said, if we'd known how much oil they had, we would have invaded North Dakota years ago. No idea. As a result of this, listen to this. There are huge boom towns in North Dakota, and strippers there make as much as $2,000
a night. Television show.
In fact, the strippers are making so much money, North Dakota is building a college just so the strippers have some place they can pretend they go to during the day.
Guess what? Pope Benedict, the old pope, has moved back in and is right next door to the current pope.
For sure, yeah.
Yep. And not only that, in their spare time, they solve murders.
No, that's funny.
And they're also working on a show called Popes and Cars Getting Coffee. That'll be a... like a web thing.
Yeah, yeah, webby.
The popes, they kill me.
Yesterday, Honey Boo Boo's parents, Mama June,
and Sugar Bear. They got married after 9 years together.
Good God.
Mama June said she felt like a princess. Well, they got married at a White Castle. But still, still happy. You could tell it was a Honey Boo Boo family wedding because the flower girl was Little Debbie. And it was just so...
Good God. Okay, here's, there are always very interesting things that you hear, sort of the sleight of mind that you go to when you hear people in an audience for Wendy Williams' program, for example. She has very interesting audience questions that she answers, and here's one about how to deal with a mother who works for the daughter but doesn't take the job seriously. What do you do?
I own my own company.
Oh!
Yes. And recently, my mother left her job of 20 years to work with me full time. The problem is, she's not taking her job serious.
Most family doesn't.
Sometimes I come in and she's like surfing the internet, or she's, you know, talking on the phone to her sister. And I need to know, how do I get her to take her job more serious but still remain a healthy relationship, you know, between her being her daughter and her boss?
Can I be very honest with you?
Yes.
Fire her. Yeah. There you go.
Hold on.
There it is.
Wendy knows.
Fire her. That's the best way to fix that. Yeah, that does happen sometimes. I've had some people in my family working for me, but I never really had, well, I had my children working for me. Sometimes that was a little dicey, but it was mostly because of Rich. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. I'm always a fan of going against the norm when traveling, and that includes where you stay. So next time, why not at least consider skipping the traditional hotel? You can even get more out of the travel experience by staying in a place that's actually inspired by types of transportation. The Hotel Costa Verde in Costa Rica has a two-bedroom suite made from a vintage Boeing 727. There's a place called Jumbo Stay. It's in Stockholm. It's a Boeing 747 that's been converted into a hotel. Now, if you thought the Chattanooga Choo Choo was just a train, think again. It's actually a historic hotel inside the train terminal in Tennessee. Now, if you're like me and prefer to be on the water, there are plenty of options. Of course, there's the Queen Mary in Long Beach, the legendary ship that's been a hotel for many years. But then there are the lesser-known options, like the Covington Inn, a floating bed and breakfast on the Mississippi River in St. Paul, Minnesota. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
For 30 years, Sam's Club has helped businesses like yours save money and increase profits by skipping the middleman. From office supplies to high-quality fresh food to top-selling candy and snacks, you'll get it all for less at Sam's Club. Start saving money for your business right now. Join Sam's Club by May 10th and receive a gift card valued at up to $20. Join Sam's Club and save, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Sunglasses on, it's a good day to get gone.
It's now 33 after the hour. Doug's Good Day with Richie and Jennifer and Kenny. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. You want to know who the highest paid media executive is in the country?
You.
I'm not.
No, he's number two.
I would only like to be in one-fifth of this guy's revenue.
Okay.
Les Moonves runs CBS Radio television.
Oh, yeah.
60.
Now, you say Moonves, and I say Moonves.
Well, M-O-O-N-V-E-S is how his name is on the check for $60 million last year.
Wow.
Let's see here. The guy that runs Viacom, which is another CBS company, $33 million last year.
It's good to run CBS.
I know.
Sure is.
Yeah, well, CBS is a good profitable company.
Yeah.
God love them.
They've done a good job.
Yeah, they sure have. I have a pair of glasses. I bought some new glasses yesterday, and I can't see
your little
as
reading
well.
Glasses?
Yeah, but they require that I be up close to the things that I'm reading, and I don't always do that. So if I give you the wrong date, like if I tell you today is April 3rd, it may be that it's because I can't see through these
glasses. Not because you're making the mistake. You just
that would be a problem.
You're right. All right. So what's the update on the various people involved in the Boston bombing? I heard several different things. One of the young men is on house arrest. The other guy's getting out. Who knows what the story is there?
I had heard that they're letting one of the guys go.
That's what I heard, too.
Yeah, because they're...
The 19-year-old.
The 19-year-old.
Right.
On bail. And basically letting him go because the family is saying, listen, he's just a dumb 19-year-old kid who was confused. And...
Well, he wasn't even really there.
And put under the spotlight by the feds and just drilled him.
Yeah, right. He's the one that's accused of lying that got let go.
Right.
Not the one accused of removing the computer and all those things from the from Joe Carr's room.
Yeah. Okay. So there's that. I find the more fascinating aspect of this is that nobody wants anything to do with a body.
I can't even believe
brother.
They're considering this. I feel like they should just cremate him and that's that.
Why is
put him in the ground
somewhere? An option here?
Because the Muslims don't hold with cremation. So they were going through all of this stuff like, why would anybody care?
Is that too harsh?
Okay, so then why don't they pull in Osama bin Laden and just take him out to sea and dump
him? Well, that's
body?
What we said yesterday.
Exactly.
Put him on a boat and bring him out and dump him and let the fish eat him.
And that the mother wants him.
So, here's
the coordinates.
But here's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the government's going to have to pay for this, apparently, because there's nobody else to pay for it. Ship his body back to Russia to be buried.
Well,
I'm not paying for that.
No.
The guy who owns the mortuary with, I feel bad for this guy. I mean, he can't get rid of the body.
He's got this rotten body. I know.
Yeah, he can't get rid of it. And he's protested and everything. So, you know, what does he do? He's trying to let the mother take the body so that somebody can pay just to get it out of there.
I'd throw him in the dumpster out back.
Then the trash company has a problem.
No, they don't. Landfills.
They'll have reporters digging through their landfill.
No. Well, that may be, but under the circumstances, you think that that there are several landfills in this area, and they have certainly been used for this sort of thing in the past. There's nobody known about it.
Now,
landfills all over the place. You have notorious mob drops.
Sure.
Yeah. Nightclubs in Rhode Island, too, I heard.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Just build the cement a little higher.
The one thing I don't think we have to worry about here, the reason they dumped bin Laden's body out in the middle of the sea is because they didn't want him to be a martyr. And
they didn't want people to come find him.
Right.
Sure.
They didn't want people to come make his grave site,
monumental.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the same thing with this guy.
I don't think there's a following for this guy, obviously, like there is for bin Laden, but even a small percentage. But yeah, I mean, if it's a place where people are going to go and say, wow, he's my hero, he's the guy that did
this. Or they're against him. It could be, you know, if they bury him somewhere here, someone could very easily dig him up.
All right, who knows who Buford Rogers is? 2020 News Quiz question, 888-302-3684. If you can identify Buford Rogers and why
Buford
we would be...
D. Pusser is.
Yeah, no, well, he's from the same neck of... No, actually, I'm not sure. This guy's from Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
So Buford Rogers, if you know who he is, you'll call us right now at 888-302-3684. People listening up in that neck of the woods may be more familiar with the story than those elsewhere in the country, but it is an important story today. He's the main character in it. Buford Rogers. 888-302-3684. You get a swell prize. You can identify this person in our news quiz. Buford Rogers. Who is he and why is he in the news? 888-302-3684. Sports injuries galore. There's a study out that finds most high school and college football players think it's okay to keep playing in a game even when the parties know there's a concussion involved. How do
Bad
you
idea.
Get to that point in your life that you are that irresponsible a parent that, yeah, the kids hurt, we'll deal with it later? How do you do that?
Well, I think that's a coaching thing. I think people say never quit, keep going, never stop, keep going, be an animal.
My son plays for the local Little League,
and
it's run by...
Baseball, football?
Baseball.
Yeah, okay.
And he plays basketball with them, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they take it very seriously. They had a seminar at the local high school where all of the coaches, mandatory, and then any assistant coaches and anybody else who wanted to go, could go to the seminar at the local high school. And the seminar was just last week. And then a few days after the seminar... before the seminar, one of the kids on my son's team wasn't looking, ball hit him in the nose.
Wow.
When they were playing catch. And he's bleeding out of his nose and everything. But he seemed okay. Everything seemed fine. And the father's, he's fine. He's okay. Well, I was just talking to the dad yesterday. He's like, he had a concussion.
Yeah.
And we didn't even know it.
Yeah.
He
Hello.
Goes, he goes, he got home and he threw up.
Yeah.
And
that's the point. That's
you know, I saw this kid. You don't know.
No.
You don't
take chances. Hello, 888-302-3684. Kevin, is that how I pronounce your name?
Kevin, yes.
Kevin, hi. How are you? Welcome in. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
All right. So I said that somebody from Minnesota would know who Buford Rogers is, and you did not disappoint me. As a resident of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, please identify Buford Rogers for the rest of us.
He was the terrorist that they found in Montevideo in a trailer park.
24-year-old kid lives in a trailer park. What was the reason they were suspicious? The FBI raided his mobile home. Why?
From what I understand, it was because he dressed in camouflage, had some anti-government signs outside his trailer park, and I don't know, just seemed kind of suspicious, I guess.
Really, if that's the case, I must be under suspicion because they got the same stuff around here.
You dress in camouflage? I didn't know they made corduroy pants in camo.
No, they have these. Some of the farm kids wear these camouflage outfits around to work. It's a, kind of a popular thing these days. So, what did he have in his place? Do you know? Did you hear what he had, Kevin?
There were just like pipe bombs, and there was some other bomb type stuff. I guess I didn't quite get a good. I don't know. Listened very good to it.
Well, apparently, the FBI said in a release last night that the agent said he felt that they saved several local residents' lives. They didn't give too much information about the nature of the target for the alleged plot, but apparently they believe he was targeting some area in, where is this, I don't know where this town is in Minnesota, where is it?
It's kind of southwest of Minnesota, down like in the Alexandria area. If you're familiar with that.
Yeah, the FBI said, Kevin, that he was connected to some underground, unidentified, radical militia group. Do you believe that to be the case?
I don't know. I haven't really followed the story, really.
Well, you knew enough to get a swell prize. What in your circle of friends, when you talk about these sorts of things, do you think there is too much coverage of suspected bombers, not enough? Do you think people are getting more afraid because of all of this news? How do you react to all of the coverage of these various things?
I would say they got to keep a little closer eye because, I mean, in my opinion, I feel the world's getting overpopulated, and kind of like when you put a bunch of rats or mice together, they start to fight each other and try to eat each other, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, there's too many people on the planet. You're right about that. All right, good job. Thank you. You helped us work our way through a good story. You became an official reporter for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, so we'll give you a swell prize for that. 888-302-3684. The Doug Steffen Good Day program continues later on. The information that you may or may not like about YouTube, the YouTube announcement, shall we say, which has sort of turned a lot of people off, frankly. And the ex-Auschwitz guy, I always had a hard time saying that, Auschwitz. Can you say that? Auschwitz.
Auschwitz.
All right. So anyway, news from, that's not really accurate. I couldn't say news from Auschwitz because there isn't, although Auschwitz still exists. You know, and by the way, when you see in movies about what happened during Nazi Germany, they always use Auschwitz. That when the train goes in, that the Auschwitz still exists as a physical place in the tracks.
You can visit, right?
Yeah, you can go there. Yeah. Let me talk to you about fish oil for a minute. Is that okay? Is this fishy or not?
Let me talk to you about some fish oil.
We all know.
Hey.
What?
Want some good fish oil?
Yeah.
Come here.
Really, Richie?
I got your fish oil.
I got your fish oil.
Richie, you got fish oil for me.
Yeah.
Did you know the standard supermarket or drugstore fish oil is actually an alcohol molecule? Did you know that? Hard on your stomach. Causes those nasty burps. Thankfully, however, there is a much better option. It's called Vitality Fish Oil. No burps. Because Vitality Fish Oil is a natural triglyceride, so it sort of just meshes in with your body. Have you ever had a really good piece of salmon, well cooked, and found out how smooth it goes down your system, digests very, very well? Well, that's what Vitality Fish Oil is made from. It's equal to 5 standard supermarket brand fish oil pills that come from other kinds of fish, and therefore they have propensity to give you burping, and Vitality Fish Oil will not give you burping, and that's guaranteed, by the way. Right now, Solana Health, the maker of Vitality Fish Oil, offering a 30-day free trial so you can find out for yourself all the benefits of fish oil without the fishy aftertaste. No burps. You all know that fish oil is great for your heart, great for your lungs, great for your joints, great for pretty much everything, your skin, hair, all of those things are enhanced greatly, plus your circulatory system cleared out by having really good healthy fish oil. So if you'd like a free 30-day supply of this, why wouldn't everybody who's listening, if you get something for free, why wouldn't you call this number, 888 888- 609-6424. Or you can go to cardiol.net/Doug. Pay shipping and handling. And then you'll have the benefits of the fish oil without the fish burps. That's 888-809-6424. Or online at cardiol, cardiol.net/Doug, D-O-U-G. Well, this is just kind of like a no-brainer, I think. Free items to help your health, 888-809-6424, or visit cardiol.net/Doug.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America, 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646. Or go to buygold.com.
I had a lovely Mother's Day. My family got me some nice slippers, pajamas, beautiful jewelry, all from Kmart. But then they got me a helper monkey who doesn't help. So this Mother's Day, don't buy your mom a monkey. Just stop while you're ahead.
Kmart doesn't sell monkeys, but we have everything else you need for Mother's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here.
Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to terms at ShopYourWay.com.
So on the Good Day program, the story now about German police arresting a man who has not been identified yet. We only know that he's not. I don't like it when I say that. You say that sometimes, Jennifer. I don't like
what?
It. Well, it sounds, I don't know, there's something.
A man who hasn't, I mean, I don't know what you're saying.
No, I'm saying.
A man who's not been identified
no,
yet?
No, we have been told. That
we have been told.
No, we haven't. Nobody told you anything.
They wrote it in the newspaper. Okay. They told me.
So with the 1 minute we have left.
Yes, Rich. 93. Let's have an argument. The 93-year-old man was suspected of being a former guard at Auschwitz during the Holocaust. It's amazing that they still can find these people after all these years.
And well, he used to live in the U.S., you know.
Yeah, well,
he lived in Chicago, yeah. And then the U.S. deported him because he chose deportation rather than going to trial for concealing his Nazi identity.
Mm-hmm. So what is there that is so difficult about finding this guy since he was deported and he had to show up? How long ago was he deported?
1956.
Hans Lipschitz.
Oh, I'm sorry, 1983. He came here in 1956. So, you know, 20
years. So he was deported,
ago.
And where did he go? Nobody knew where he went?
No, I guess he went back to Germany somewhere because they picked him up in Stuttgart.
So did the Germans let the former, if you're a German Nazi official and you escape the country,
mm-hmm.
and then you want to go back to Germany, can you just go back to Germany?
I don't know. It says they sent him back to Munich on April 14th, 1983. He was the first person in 34 years to be deported from the U.S.
So
as a result of a war crimes investigation. I don't know. He's Lithuanian born. And I guess he might have just been hiding out.
For 30 years?
Seems that way.
But he must
Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why didn't nobody?
He was the fourth most wanted of the Nazi criminals.
But the point is that they knew they deported him. Why didn't they tell officials wherever he was going?
I know.
Hey, here comes the deported guy from the concentration camps. Makes sense to me. Thanks, Richie, for bringing us into focus, though. That was important. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Happy to help. Yeah.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now it's 53 past the hour. Tech Talk time on Good Day. A couple of different things to focus on. In a moment, we're going to tell you about YouTube and let you know what they're going to start charging you for. Before we get to that, though, Shelley Palmer, our tech reporter, talks about Google One, an app that helps make charitable giving simple and fun. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. When Google launched Google One Today, a charitable giving app on Android that asks you to donate a dollar to different organizations, it wanted to make sure that you knew exactly where the money you donated would go and how it would be spent. Google said it created the program because of its long-standing commitment to do good in the community, to help make fundraising easy for nonprofits, and to make giving simple and fun for users. Like many other apps, One Today has a social element to it, letting you set an amount of money you'd be willing to match if your friends donated to a cause. Google says that one of the reasons it added this feature was to give people a chance to donate even if there wasn't a particular charity they were passionate about. With Google Wallet integration, One Today is a quick and fun way to help those in need. Now, you can change the world from your smartphone $1 at a time. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stephens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
For 30 years, Sam's Club has helped businesses like yours save money and increase profits by skipping the middleman. From office supplies to high-quality fresh food to top-selling candy and snacks, you'll get it all for less at Sam's Club. Start saving money for your business right now. Join Sam's Club by May 10th and receive a gift card valued at up to $20. Join Sam's Club and save, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All right. For those of you who have heard the rumor, YouTube, yes, is thinking about charging you for some of the services, some of the pay-per-play things that formatically have shown up here, especially in the last year or so. Jake Tapper talks to a business reporter about how they're going to shift.
What types of videos would fall under this new subscription plan? Not everything, right?
Now, I think the cat videos, as popular as they are, probably be safe for a while. Huh. In and of itself, this is not a big deal. It's going to start small. It'll probably just involve a small number of YouTube channels at the beginning. But in terms of what this means for consumption of video in the industry, online and off, I think this is a really big deal, because it could grow, and it could put put YouTube in a position to start saying, we're going to compete stronger with Netflix and Amazon, and we're going to become, like they all aim to be, another cable channel.
Should YouTube users, and I'm one of them, should we worry that eventually we'll have to pay to subscribe to, let me just say hypothetically, Taylor Swift's music channel?
Well, in some respects, look at it from Taylor Swift's point of view, the label's point of view, YouTube's point of view. Why shouldn't you have to? There are people that I've never heard of before that have millions of subscribers to their YouTube channel, and YouTube is saying, maybe we'll give you the opportunity to charge a subscription fee and make a little bit more money off of your content in addition to the ad-based revenue that you're currently able to enjoy. So I'm not surprised that this is happening. This is really the trend, where if you enjoy content, down the line you're going to pick and choose a la carte what you want to pay for. And it might be music from Taylor Swift. It might be sporting events. It might just be reruns of old television shows. The big kicker here for me is this opens the door for YouTube to get some of these deals that Netflix, for example, can't get. Netflix charges $8 a month. It's all-you-can-eat programming. So I watched the first two seasons of Louis C.K., for example, the FX show on Netflix. And I was like, wow, great show. I want to see season 3. So I fired up Netflix, searched for it. They don't have it. I had to go to Vudu, which is Walmart's streaming service, and pay $30 for the high-definition season of Louis C.K. Why wasn't it on Netflix? Because the people that own that content don't want you to watch every episode in a binge for $8 on Netflix. They want to get more out of their premium content. They don't want to dilute the premium nature of that content. So on-demand, pay-per-play, choose what you want to pay for. That's the model, and I think that's something that YouTube is knocking down the doors on right now.
Huh.
So, advertising and subscription fees.
Yeah. How many do you think?
Not a fan.
No.
Happy days. Pinch those pennies.
Yeah, pick one and stick with it.
All right, here's a new computer app called SkyDog that you remotely monitor what your children are doing online and on Facebook. How many parents have used that? Richie, have you signed up for that?
Rough. SkyDog. No.
SkyDog.
I have not.
I thought at first it said SkyDong, but that wasn't what I...
I pay attention to what my kids are watching online.
That's good, Richie.
I don't need a dog.
A model parent, yes.
That's right.
Sniff.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.